The Division of Elections says Joe Miller's campaign did not follow the rules and give the division the name of a contact person, which is why they weren't notified Friday that the process to validate absentee ballots had begun. The division is responding to claims by Miller that the state agency is manipulating the counting process and keeping important information from him. Miller's campaign put out a press release over the weekend complaining that the Division of Elections hadn't notified him that it had started validating absentee ballots. But the Division of Elections Division Director Gail Fanumiai says Friday is the first time her office heard from Miller's group about the ballot review process.
Unless a candidate or campaign, a party, advises us that they are interested in participating in that observation, which is open to them, we don't contact candidates. We'd have to contact, you know, every candidate that ran for office to advise them that this was happening, and that's been our process for years. And it's spelled out in our observer handbook that once they make contact with us, then they give us names and we provide that information to them, which is what we did on Friday when we were contacted by the Miller organization. And they did participate in this process in the primary. They had a copy of our handbook.
Campaigns are required by state law to put forth the name of a contact person for election information. Miller's spokesman says they did do that, but the Division of Elections Fanumiai disagrees.
We were contacted during the primary that they were interested in participating in the absentee review, and as always, we allowed that to happen. And we didn't get that information from them until last Friday the 5th.
The division also says there's a difference between counting absentee ballots, which starts tomorrow, and verifying absentee voter eligibility, which is the process that started late last week. So Miller's complaint that the counting was unexpectedly moved up is incorrect, according to division officials. Miller has also raised concerns about the state's decision to move up by 10 days the process to begin write-in ballots. It starts Wednesday. Both his campaign and that of Senator Lisa Murkowski, the other top competitor in the Senate race, are mobilizing volunteers and lawyers to watch the hand counting. Miller says the quickened timeline gives him less time to prepare, and the fact that it's being done in Juneau will make it tough for him to get teams in place.